Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said on Tuesday she backs Israel's right to defend itself hours after Israel's airstrike on Beirut apartment building.
And I unequivocally support Israel's right to remain secure and to defend the security of Israel. What we know in particular is, yes, it has the right to defend itself against the terrorist organization, which is exactly what Hezbollah is.
Israel has said the strike was aimed at Hezbollah's commander, allegedly behind the deaths of 12 youths in a weekend rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. Criticism of Venezuela's president Nicolas Maduro is mounting after electoral authorities declared him the victor in a presidential election the opposition claims to have won by a landslide. VOA's Scott Walterman has more.
Thousands of ardent opposition supporters gathered on Tuesday outside the United Nations offices in the capital, Caracas, to celebrate what they say was an electoral victory by opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez. Maduro's allies, meanwhile, appeared on national television to accuse opposition leaders of being fascists. The opposition says it has more than 84% of Sunday's voter precinct tally sheets, and they show Gonzalez won by more than double Maduro's votes. The opposition is urging its supporters to remain calm and gather peacefully. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Peru's prosecutor's office on Tuesday filed homicide charges in Congress against President Dina Boluarte in a case related to her government's deadly 2022 crackdown on protests, which saw at least 50 people killed. Boluarte and six former ministers